All right, guys. Hey, WMAP. This is the world's most amazing people, guys. And in a second, guys, I am going to be introducing you to an amazing author, an amazing person, one of the world's most amazing people. I'm talking about Mujiba Parker. Excuse me. Mujiba, she goes by actually three names. She, and when you know her work, it's Mujiba Salam Parker. So in case you didn't know who I was talking about, Mujiba Parker, you're like, oh wait, he didn't say Salam. So it's Mujiba Salam Parker. Now, this is a person that has got these reviews. I mean, you want to talk about people getting excited about a book. The book that she wrote, which is called The Universal Attraction System, How to Easily Attract Your Desires Fast. If you go on there, if you go to universalbook.com, you will see people write these amazing reviews. People are very moved by this book, and it's helping a lot of people. They call her the Empowerment Queen, and you'll find out why when I get her on the line. So this is somebody that I've been excited to have on the show, and I think you guys will be inspired by one of the world's most amazing people. So what I need to do here, guys, I need to play a station ID. So let me go ahead and do that, and I'll come back with Mujiba Salam Parker, this amazing author, amazing person, and you guys are in for something pretty cool here, guys.
So, WMAPradio.com.
Now, Mujiba was, she was raised in public housing, and she attended public schools in Newark, New Jersey, and she holds a bachelor's degree in urban studies and a master's degree in public administration from Rutgers. So Mujiba is one of those, probably one of the smartest people we're going to talk to, because that's a huge school right there. She's got over 20 years experience in the fields of economic and community development, and she raises millions of dollars in grant funding for a nonprofit organization. So not only is she a great writer, but she's also doing stuff like this, which is amazing. So guys, with no further ado, it is my honor and my privilege to bring to WAP Miss Mujiba Salam Parker. Mujiba, what's going on?
Production. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm psyched that you're here. And what I was talking about is, I mean, these reviews, people are really, really digging this book, huh?
Yeah, I'm so thrilled, you know, because I wrote it so that it could help a lot of people, you know, really give them step-by-step instructions on how to really understand how to navigate through life, you know, properly. So I'm excited to get the positive feedback and to help more people.
I got you. Now, I was saying in the intro that people call you the Empowerment Queen. How did you get that name, and what does that mean?
Well, how I got the name the Empowerment Queen was because I had attended a conference for business, and one of the sessions that we had was to do a journaling with God exercise. And it was to discover what our purpose in life was, which I thought was to motivate people. But when I did this exercise, I realized that my purpose is to empower those who feel they have no power. Hmm. And when that was bestowed upon me, I was just like, wow, you know, and then I said, I'm the Empowerment Queen. So from then on, it just, you know, it just stuck, and it really symbolizes all that I do, because I do everything that is to empower others to realize the power that they really have.
And that's so cool. And if you, like I keep talking about, if you read those reviews, people are saying that exactly. People are being helped and inspired, and you really hit the nail on the head with this one here. Empowerment Queen. So let me go. You're a huge author. We all know that. But what are the services, products, does your company offer? I mean, it's not just the book.
No, I actually have a number of products. I have several books. My first one is called His Inspiration Through Me, where it's inspirational quotes that I wrote that were based on Bible verses. It also talks about the power of choice and faith and submitting to God so that we can have a successful life. I have a CD called Use Your Mind to Achieve Your Success. I have a coaching program called Achieve Your Success Coaching Program, and gratitude journals, and even a book on publishing your book, because there are a lot of authors that want to be published, and I teach them step by step how to actually become the publisher of their book as well as the author.
That is so cool, because there are so many sharks and so many adjective for people who will take advantage of authors.
Well, you know what? And that was actually the reason why I wrote it, because I had a publisher that wasn't really providing me the number of sales of the book, and I just didn't feel comfortable anymore.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I investigated and found out how to publish my book myself, and I said, you know what? I want to teach others how to do the same thing.
That is awesome, because you know what it is when you write a book, is I'm sure that you know this, and this is probably why you got involved with it, but this is something that's so dear and personal and dear to you. I mean, this is like a kid. Your book is like a kid to you. And to have someone...
It's your baby.
Right, right. And to have someone not treat it with that type of respect and try and make money off you, not so good.
No, not at all.
So how do people, like, if there's any people out there who want to write a book, how do they get involved with that part of your business?
Well, my main website is theempowermentqueen.org.
Okay.
And on that site, they'll find everything on there. My gratitude journals, the publisher book, my CDs, all of my books. So that's my central site.
Okay. And then the universalbook.com is what we're going to talk about here, because I know that you have some kind of video about 5 reasons why you should ask God for what you want. Tell me about that.
Well, that is a video that I just recently did because I, you know, saw the need for people to really understand why they should be asking, because sadly, people don't ask. Mm. And that's the reason why people don't have. You know, the Bible even says that you have not because you ask not. And so, you know, I really broke it down so that people could understand the importance of asking for what you want. And it just makes your life more fulfilling when you do, because you have that right to have what you want in life.
And you're saying that people don't even ask God for that. But, you know, I just to play devil's advocate here, I thought that I might have read something. I might be wrong. I read something in the Bible that says when you pray, you should know that God knows what you want. But you're saying that you should ask him anyway, because maybe it focuses you. Is that something to it?
Yes.
Okay.
That is true, because we actually do play a role in that.
Mm.
And that's even why I wrote the book, The Universal Attraction System, How to Easily Attract Your Desires Fast, because there are a lot of pieces to being able to receive your desire. Like you just said, you have to believe that he's going to provide it to you.
Mm.
So, you know, there's so many pieces to asking and receiving your desires that I said, let me write an instruction manual.
Mm.
So that people are not confused, you know, because when The Secret came out, it was just a lot of hype and it just said, focus on what you want. But
yeah.
there's a lot of steps involved.
Yeah. Think you're not going to get run over by a car or something like that. You know, think that you know,
right.
that you're going to win the lottery or something. I've thought that, but I haven't won the lottery yet.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
And that's the reason why actually right now I have a workbook that goes along with the book, because I want people to actually really retain the information and be able to apply it, so that when they fill out this workbook that has, you know, blank lines, as they read the book, they can fill it in. And after they finish reading the book, they have almost a cheat sheet of how to actually get what they want out of life from using these instructions.
Wow, you are the empowerment queen, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Wow, that's so cool. Guys, I'm speaking with an amazing author and I would say entrepreneur. I would say just all around person who is helping people, making a difference, and a very bright, bright woman. This is Mujiba Salaam Parker, and the book that you should go get right now, if you go to theuniversalbook.com, is The Universal Attraction System. It's How to Easily Attract Your Desires Fast. And you're also the creator of the Thank God Gratitude Journal. Is that what we were just talking about? Was that the name of that?
Yes, the Thank God Gratitude Journal.
Yeah, I think that's another cool one.
Yeah, I have four versions of it because, you know, there's only one God, but we all call him different things. So I have one that's for Allah and one for Yahweh and one for Jehovah. Hmm. You know, because you want the one that you relate to well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, it's just one God, and it's important to be grateful for what you have because the more that you're grateful, the more things that you'll have to be grateful for. And it's just a good way to go through life appreciating what you have so that you're not always looking at the negative. You have a better experience when you're more positive.
I mean, that's right on right there. I believe that 100%. Now, I know we're going over here, but you're very interesting. You're a great guest. So I'm just going to speak. I'm going to speak to my audience here. I'm not taking phone calls right now, but if there were people, I know that they would. I know the first thing on people's minds, and it's a good question. They'd be like, okay, so this is the universal attraction system, how to easily attract your desires fast. I desire more money. How do I attract more money? I'm sure there's people out there thinking, yes, I just asked it for you, so you can all thank me.
Right. Yes. And we all need more money because we have so many things to do. And some of that should be helping people. And that's actually one of the keys to being able to attract more money. There are several ways to do it. But one is to think about how you can serve more people, how you can help more people. Because the more that you do that, the more that you'll be able to bring in income because you're able to help people solve their problems.
Mm. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
So. So whatever you're knowledgeable of and you're able to do that you can help people overcome situations and obstacles, that's really where you want to look at to be able to attract more money into your life in terms of income in that area.
Hey, Mujiba, listen, by the way, guys, if you're just tuning in right now, I'm with Mujiba Salam Parker, and she's the author of The Universal Attraction System, How to Easily Attract Your Desires Fast. And for more information, you guys can go to her website, which is theuniversalbook.com, and you can find everything on there. But we went way over here. But I want to ask one last thing, if that's okay with you. I'm sorry for keeping you long. But it's okay. All right, cool. Last question here is that, look, we got a lot of younger people that listen to the program, and they hear someone on there like yourself who is so successful. You've set goals and you've accomplished them. Maybe these people don't want to be an author. Maybe they want to be an architect or something, whatever they want to do. But they're hearing someone who's done it, who has who's at the top of their game, who's accomplished things. What kind of advice would you give to younger people just starting out, maybe not wanting to be an author, but something else, but to be successful? What would you say to them?
I say that whatever they feel in their heart that they are able to do successfully, to really think about what makes them happy in terms of helping, again, back to helping people, that's where you should everything that you do should come from that place. And as children of the Creator, we are very powerful. We're also creators. So whatever we decide that we want to do, be, or have, we have the power to make that happen. And you know what? I wanted to bring up one quote that I really love. Is by an author named Alice Walker. And her quote is, "The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any."
Oh, that's bright. That's
yeah, I love that quote by her because it's sad that people don't realize the power that they have.
Yeah. Yeah. And before you know it, before you know it, it's 20 years gone by and you didn't realize how much power you did have.
Yep. So whatever, I just say to anyone, think about what makes you happy, what talents that you have, how you can help people. That's how you become successful, because the more that you're able to help people, the more successful you are. And that's in any area. You know, it really doesn't matter. I mean, it could be a nonprofit, government, business, service, there's a lot of different ways to help people, and you can make money at the same time.
And that is why Mujiba Parker is the Empowerment Queen. Now, guys, I want you to go to theuniversalbook.com and check out what this great author and great person has out there for you. It's called the Universal Attraction System, How to Easily Attract Your Desires Fast. I'm sorry, Mujiba.
What I was just going to say, Casey, is that that workbook is actually free, so they can download that workbook free from that website. And, you know, that's my gift to them, because I really want to help empower others to go after what they want in life, because they can receive it.
That's awesome. So if people go to the universalbook.com, they can get a free workbook?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yep, they can download it instantly.
Awesome. That's great. Mujiba, I appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us. And, you know, you definitely are one of the world's most amazing people. So thank you so much. I hope you come back, because you're a great guest.
Thank you so much, Casey. I really had a good time talking with you.
Me too. All right, Mujiba. God bless, and I hope to speak to you soon. Guys, go to the universalbook.com. Bye, Mujiba.
Bye, Casey.
All right. Mujiba Parker, what a great guest. I mean, the empowerment queen. I'm empowered. I'm inspired. I'm going to go on there, the Universal Book. I'm going to get a free workbook. I like stuff like that. It makes you do stuff, you know? And I like that she said that you got to say it. You got to ask. So hopefully we'll hear from her again, because she's great. Be right back on WMAP.